does change very faintly, little. A small tree. So I. Geokhali, Geokhali. That place is known as Geokhali.
What is now?
What are also, Saganath, the certain river is a village. Near, almost near the sea.
I showed an article to Prabhupada. Prabhupada scientist said this is a very widely read paper. It's all published to all scientists all over the world. So this article says, scientists from the unknowable future. They are very much worried about the future, all the scientists. So they are saying that in future the energy supply is going to be exhausted. And the food supply and all the activities are going to be very limited. And they say the future is really unknowable. It's not known. It won't be known.
We can see everything. We can speak about the future from Bhagavad. You can write on that. The future is known. This is the future. I'll give you the ideas. What is his name? Who has written this article?
Oh, this man? Normally this is a general paper. So they do not mention the writer of the... there was a meeting in Philadelphia about a few months ago called American Association for the Advancement of Science. So all the scientists all over the world, they come together and discuss topics about several... it's called Science and Society. And they discuss several things. The primary concern of most of the scientists is what is going to happen in future. They always worry about that.
What they will have.
So they said, so far as the energy supply is concerned, they can hope from three things. One is from the coal and the natural gas supply. They said that's going to end.
When you say about natural gas, then where is the guarantee? Because it's depending on nature. All this applies from nature. The natural gas is where is the guarantee? The natural gas will be supplied always. Where is the guarantee?
There's no guarantee.
There's another police. They think. Every energy is being diminished, supply is diminished. That is how he can put forward another condition of nature to make a solution. This is another policy. If I am getting supply from him and he is limiting the supply, how I can expect another supply from him will solve the question. This is another question. If you are dependent on nature, then why you are thinking that this will solve?
And the second source, they said, from nuclear energy, like so by exploding the atomic bombs, there are a lot of energy evolved, and that energy can be utilized for peaceful purpose, for useful purpose.
That is also dependent on nature.
Yes. And the third source, the ultimately their final hope is about the solar energy coming from the sun.
Solar energy, everything is coming from solar energy. Shudamurti Asisha Teja. Solar energy is very Asisha, unlimited temperature. And we know that the solar energy will be so intense that at the end, you scientists will not have to endeavor, you will be finished.
There is annihilation?
Yes. That's the beginning of it. First of all, the solar energy will be so intense that everything will be gone. For 100 years, this energy will simply increase, and everything will be burned into ashes. Then after, as the solar energy being increased, all the oceans and all water will be transformed into clouds, and then there will be rain. And when there will be rain, the whole thing will be water. That is devastation. This is called pralaya. Pralaya payadhi jale. This devastation is periodical. But the last devastation is that in there will be no water.
There will be no water?
No, that water will be also evaporated. And gradually it will go to the ultimate source of energy, Vishnu.
That's at the end of Brahma's life?
Yes.
At the end of Brahma's daytime, there's pralaya with the water.
That is water pralaya. So we know.
Scientifically, it sounds also very reasonable. Scientifically, for example, when there is a very strong heat, naturally, water evaporates.
As soon as it rains, then again things start growing. That's scientific.
Everything is scientific. They are not bogus. They are real scientists. They are only speculating. Speculation for solving the problem is useless. Nature will go on with its work. It cannot stop.
We see every day the waves always moving, the course of nature.
You cannot stop. Nature goes. You can simply surrender to God and He can give you in any circumstance. That is all. Pralaya payadhi jale jita manasi bedam.
So all these people spend their time, whole time, in worrying about future.
Yeah. They will worry and they will be annihilated at the same time. Because they have no center.
So
that is the future.
Spend all the time worrying about death. If they don't do anything, they can't stop it.
Yeah. Simply being worried about death, does it mean that death will stop? So why they are wasting their time?
Is this
befooling themselves and befooling others? But you cannot do it. You cannot do anything. Why they are worried? We are not worried. We are confident that everything will happen by nature's course, but we'll be saved by Krishna. Yes. We are not doing it. Sattadeham punarjanmanaiti maaiti kosha. If we actually become Krishna conscious, then after this body, we are going to back to home, back to God, Krishna. But there is no question of worry. Vaikuntha, without any worries. Vaikuntha means without any worries.
Srila Prabhupada answered yesterday about the why these people worry for future generations. Srila Prabhupada answered that the living entity is by nature wants to be eternally happy.
Yeah.
But we are encased in this material body, so we do not know how to find a real happiness.
Yes.
At the same time, these people are worrying for their generations. Is it also their service? Is it also their some sort of service?
That is some sort of service, but this service is misled.
Because they miss the central point.
It's like they are trying to give service to stop disease, death. But where is the solution? People are dying. People are being attacked. So they do not know how to give service. They are proud, they are puffed up by their paltry scientific knowledge. And they are thinking, this will solve. So if foolish men try to make a solution of a grave problem, that is useless. They do not accept that they are foolish rascals. They cannot do it. That is their fault.
It is because they are missing the real central point.
Yes. They do not know how to make a solution.
They are cheaters.
Cheaters. They have no knowledge and they are trying to give knowledge. That is their cheating. They do not admit their imperfectness of knowledge, but they want to give some knowledge. And they're passing on as scientists and philosophers and leaders and getting good salary, big salary, making experiments, going to moon planet, simply spoiling money. And poor people are being exacted of the taxes and they're enjoying life. They are practically simply exploiting the innocent people, that's all, by their forward of so-called scientific knowledge and their resources, income. The government is doing that. And government is supporting all this nonsense. And they will not take actual knowledge. When actual knowledge we want to give, they are not very serious. These people are sentimental. We are scientists. Oh, what scientists have done? That's it. That is their fault. They do not accept their nonsensical theories. Therefore, Krishna says, first of all, surrender. Then talk about it. Sarvadharman, Purushottam, Mahavaikarya. Dharma means including science, philosophy, all this. Sarvadharma. Surrender. I shall give. That day you learn. The solution is there. But they will not accept. Here is the solution. Krishna says, I give you protection. You surrender. But that, these promises they will not accept. They will not surrender to God. They will suffer, and their followers will suffer. Annadatha nirupaniyamana. The blind leader leading other blind men. So how they get relief? Both the leader and the followers will go to hell. That's all.
So they miss the right person from whom the real knowledge can be obtained.
The right person means Krishna. He's missing Krishna. Asuras, namang diskidinam murha prabodhante naradhava, lowest of the mankind, miscreants, rascals, and atheists, this class of men will never surrender. That is taken in the Holy. So, we take them, they may advertise themselves as very advanced scientists, but we take them, miscreants, rascal, lowest of humankind, and lost of real knowledge. That is our definition for them. Not that unnecessarily we are accusing them, lowering them. Well, Krishna says, we are simply repeating Krishna's words. If Krishna is authority, if Krishna is God, then this thing, these four words for them are facts. Because we can see by the symptom, they will never surrender to God. Therefore, they come to these four categories of men, miscreants, rascals, lowest of the mankind, and lost of real knowledge. Real knowledge is atha brahma-jigyasa. Let them inquire about the supreme source of everything. That they are neglecting. They cannot answer. Everything perhaps, maybe, better. Here is the Supreme Source present. He says, Aṁ sarvasya prabhava, matta sarvam pravartate. That the aham asam agre, these things they will not. We know that this material nature is subject to annihilation. You see, just like this body is born at a certain date, and it will be finished at a certain date. Similarly, the whole cosmic body is born at a certain date, and it will be finished at a certain date. Why are you bothering? It will be finished. That is the nature. Anything material you see, it is born, it stays for some time, and it is lost. So why they are trying to protect? What is their power? He is also one of the product of this material nature. His body is also a product of this material nature. So how can he expect that he can make a solution of this annihilation? That's not possible. my body will be finished. And this finger is a part of the body. So can the finger save the body? No. So similarly, material nature will be finished. So I am part of material nature. How I can save the material nature? Just see there. You have no even common sense. What I am? I am one of the insignificant part of this huge cosmic manifestation. So how can I save? You understand? Tell this rascal, scientist. So what you are? What is your brain? It is a teeny substance within the material creation. The material creation will be lost. So how by a teeny creation of this material you can save it? What is the value of your brain? The vast, now this sand, and if you take a handful of, I'll make it nice. How it can? They do not understand the teeny position.
But practically the so-called modern world is all guided by these people.
Yes, that's what they're called Andhajatan. They're blind. They have no real knowledge, and they're trying to guide others. They're also blind. They are thinking, oh, he has passed MSc. He is Doctor of Science. He's very big man. And they are exploiting them, getting money. The real knowledge is not there. Everywhere, this way, they are cheating people. In religious life also, this rascal, Guruji has come. He says there is no need of book. He is self-sufficient and people are following him. There is no sense that every education is obtained through books. Where is that educated man who has never read a book? But this rascal, he said, no, there's no need of book. And they do not see that what he has done wonderful, except teaching the people. We remain in the same darkness after meeting these people. And still we say, oh, he is God. People have become so less degree intelligent. So naturally they are cheated by so-called scientists, so-called religionists, so-called avatar, so-called philosophers. All people are simply cheated. Simply cheated. My Guru Maharaj used to say, the whole society is a combination of cheaters and cheats. We are just presenting Bhagavad Gita as it is. No cheating. Take it as it is and you will be saved. Why are you worried? Here it is. Actually, we are simply trying to save this people.
If everybody is Krishna conscious, there will be no problem.
Not everyone. Even 1%, the leaders, the whole world. Why 1%? Even a little person. All the leaders, those are respect the president. The leaders of the nation. Now how many presidents are there? If you can count them, the leading people, they understand thoroughly. Everything will change. Everything will become. But that miscreants, simply maintaining some hope, and they want to be saved. The criminal, murderer, wants to be saved. He can save himself by cheating the law of his state, but how he can be saved from the law of God? These miscreants, criminals, they are trying to cheat themselves and hire on their feet, and they want to be saved. Money, these rascals, they waste their time and others' time, and in exchange they get good money. So why they will not do this business? Mr. He went to a lawyer. He said, everyone has got his own opinion. Why he wants to come to you? Why you are lying? About my opinion, I can say, before, this is my opinion, I can stay. Why do you agree with me? You need to accept it, because it is my opinion. If it is not possible to give my opinion in ordinary law, how I can give opinion in the ultimate law, God's law?
Philosophy is, even if the opinion's right or wrong, the majority rules, everyone has the majority opinion.
And that's what I was explaining. The majority is God, Hobbes, Jammer, and Asses. The majority are like these animals. Their board is valid, and you are a big dog. Samskrut of Purusha Pashu. Therefore, their election is another big animal. Election by these cats, dogs, hogs, hammer means another big animal. What we can expect from the animals.
As many ways.
Yes. Many, as many ways.
This is in India, Srila Prabhupada?
Huh?
This is the opinion of the so-called Indians?
This is India. There are many sannyasis who they are saying, recently in Hyderabad. They have not taken my name, they have taken this, these Europeans, American, Vaishnava, Hare Krishna people, they're spoiling Indian religion. And somebody said, unfortunately, their leader is an Indian.
Oh, really?
Yes.
Because they are very envious. Because they are completely envious.
Yes. In India, there are my enemies. In this country also there are my enemies. They don't find any protest from this government. Was there any protest?
No, not so intelligent class.
In Hyderabad there were protests and support by this people.
Why there is Krishna, sir, there is always success.
Huh?
Why there is Krishna, there is...
Yes, that is my only hope. Otherwise, how I can declare this war alone against all Swamis, all yogis, all religionists, all politicians, all leaders, all scientists. So our business is to protest against all of them. My Guru Maharaj did it. My God brother supported that I am killing Hindu beings. He has mentioned that here the Gaudiya Sampradaya, they also say that these people are spoiling.
Prabhupada is teaching this to us because we're so low class, but actually the higher class is beyond that.
Who is Patel? Who is
Patel? An Indian man that comes from the temple.
Uh-huh.
It's the first thing we learn in bhakti yoga.
He said like that?
Yes. Bhakti yoga is only for the low class, unintelligent connections.
Let him come, I said, no. Abhyana Abhyana. Only three of you one can understand. So one who understands Krishna, is he low class? And he become high class?
But simply shows his ignorance when he says like that.
He does not say Krishna, he says the God. He says Krishna, he says, oh, Krishna, Shiva, whatever name, the God.
Demons.